let's start with free, the new free product. So it's a free version up to 500 list of 500, right?
Yep.
And when I just took a quick look at the, you know, the grid with the product grid, the pricing grid, you know, there's some things like you have to pay more to turn off brand, AWeber branding and some other, but it looked like it was a pretty robust feature set overall for the free version. Thank 500 you. Is probably a, that's a smallish list, but for a very small business, not that small. Mm-hmm. So talk about, well, talk about why you're doing it and then talk about why it's good for the business.
Oh, great. So we're doing it for, well, the main reason that we're doing it is because we want to multiply the impact that we support. So our customers do really incredible things, and not a day goes by when I don't see somebody who surprises me or inspires me in the work that they're doing. And we're really rolling out our free plan right now. I mean, it happens to be beneficial because it's in the middle of a pandemic and there are tons of people who are really concerned with sustaining their business and are trying to figure out how to take something that is like heavily in person, like a gym, and sustain that business when they can't be in person. And we want to help as many businesses and people with passion projects and content as possible do that. But beyond the pandemic, we just want to make sure that we're available to the people who are just getting started. And that kind of is a good bridge into the next question, which is why did we build the product in the way that we did build it? Like why the limitations that we have and why allow access to stuff that we did? And we really... we approached this product not asking how do we create an upgrade funnel, but how do we help? And that led us to a free offering that is really different from what else is in the market. And it's different in a couple ways that we felt were really important in observing our current users and frankly, people who have left us for other free options and the things that they regretted losing and leaving us. And those they boil down to automation first. Like we give everybody full access to our campaigns platform where most of the other free options restrict you in some pretty onerous ways because that welcome series specifically is going to be your most highly engaged email series you ever send because it happens really soon after sign up. And we don't feel like it's fair or really help someone grow their list and become successful by restricting access to that. Mm. We also are allowing full access to our support. We have the best support in email. We're available 24/7 through email, chat, and phone, and we're allowing that same access to our free users. Just that's because it's kind of like who we are, is we are that type of support. And we believe it'll allow people to become successful more quickly. We also allow access to all of our integrations. So like a big thread that when we talk to our customers about free and other things is that nobody does it alone. Like everybody works with somebody else, even solopreneurs. You know, you have your designer, your copywriter, you have your tech person, your partner that you might want to be involved to help you out. And it's the same thing when it comes to technology. So like you use other platforms other than AWeber. We're not so prideful that we think that AWeber is the only thing that you're going to use. So again, why would we restrict you from integrating? Like we could restrict you from integrating to make that upgrade funnel more optimized, but it doesn't help you succeed. And along the same lines, like recognizing that nobody goes it alone, we're giving unlimited team members on your plans. So when you sign up for a free plan or a pro plan, you can add as many people as you want or really need to your account. There are a bunch of other things that that we did to make this plan feel special, but that's the like high level. Really important piece.
Okay, and there's no time limit. It's not like a 3 month or 90 day, or that's the same thing. But there's nothing like that. So, okay, I'm sorry to keep pushing it back to like the business rationale.
No, not at all.
What is the, what does this look like at, just from a cold business perspective? What does it look like at the other end of a pandemic? Whether that's in 6 months or 9 months, hopefully. Not a year, or whatever it is, but eventually we'll get there, right? And then you've got a lot of free customers. Free to paid is a big, a lot of folks do that. What is the path, and is there anything you're worried about regretting once the paid market is a little more robust?
Yeah, I mean, to be frank, like, we've actually been in a pretty good spot for AWeber's business throughout the pandemic, as more and more people are shifting to move in-person services online, or to take something that they might have been running through Outlook directly to a formal ESP, email service provider like us. But you raise a really great point. Making the plan, or releasing the free plan that we did, is a risk. And if we don't generate enough of a top of our funnel as we need, it'll end up negatively hurting us, negatively impacting us. Now, I'll say just on that, our initial signs have been really promising that we're going to end up in a place that we're happy with. Because we've still seen a fairly significant amount of our free users upgrade early. So we did do some things to make it very clear to people what the free and pro plans offered throughout onboarding, everything from when you hit the pricing page and compare through your new user experience when you're getting set up, and then in a number of places in the platform. And we do have feature gates in place because we didn't allow full access to the entire platform. We tried to create a plan that would be really good for people who were just getting started, so that by the time they reach that 500 subscriber threshold, they would see real value in some of the gated features. And we've gated things that are related to optimizing your content. So split testing your signup forms and your emails is part of our pro plan. Deeper analytics about who specifically is interacting with your content and what pieces of content they're interacting with, that's gated. The ability to do some of our more complex behavioral automation. So automatically tagging people for sequences or for segmentation based on the pages of your website they visit. These are pieces of functionality that our more successful customers, who generally have more than 500 subscribers, use once they get past that threshold. So we're really, with this plan, are trying to attach ourselves more directly to our new customers' success.
Okay. And last question on this is sort of that funnel being large enough that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You sort of implied this when you said, like, you know, very newly formed businesses, passion projects. You mentioned a few things like that. Is that who you really expect to fill that funnel with the free? I mean, is this sort of segmented towards, I don't know if that was a big area for you before, but I mean, is it like, we're bringing in a new crowd with this, so that sort of minimizes risk of leaving money on the table.
Yes, it really is focused on an audience that we did serve in small part, but we're not able to serve to the degree that we can now because price was a barrier. Mm-hmm. And these are people that, like, being honest, previously could have benefited from AWeber, but chose MailChimp instead because MailChimp was free. And they just didn't have all their stuff together yet. You know, they didn't know what their email strategy was, but in getting set up with their business or trying to move their business to a digital offering, they knew they would need it. And so, like, it just makes sense to start with a free product.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, just to clarify, in the past or at any point, have you had a previous experiment with free, or have you always, give us, just to make sure I have that history.
Yeah. We've been experimenting not with, that's not true. We've run a really vast array of free experiments, everything from free trials without credit card to that same thing, but restricting any limitations on usage. And we've never implemented feature gates before. We have implemented these usage caps. So in our test pricing packages, we had a usage cap of 500 subscribers and 3,000 messages, just like we have in our free plan. And observing those users' behaviors, although it's not a true, like, exact one-to-one analog, it did tell us a lot about what those types of users might do and what would lead to them successfully growing their lists.
Okay, great. Now, just quickly then, let's chat about sort of email broadly. Again, I've saw some data, I forgot, and I even wrote about it, as I mentioned, open rates are up, during the pandemic, and I don't know if that's holding up. I think that data I remember citing was maybe from April or something like that. So I don't. What are you seeing out there in terms of engagement with email as a result of, you know, more people, you know, not being open or fully open or whatever?
Yeah. So forgive me for not having numbers attached to this. Okay. All I can envision in my head is, so we saw our biggest jump was March, April, even into May. We saw significant spikes both in our engagement and in the send volume, people sending messages. Now, that has tapered off a little bit, but it's still higher than it was going back to February. Now, we're still seeing higher engagement across the board from our users, and generally speaking, higher engagement from their subscribers.
Okay, and is the reason obvious? Just people are more time in front of screens? Is it that simple? Or
yeah.
There's more communication going on.
Yeah, there's more communication going on. And honestly, like businesses that previously had been avoiding digital communications are forced to do it now. So the link between you and your, there's a little shop downtown from us that just sells like clothes and interesting knickknacks and stuff like that. In the pre-COVID world, we would just stop by when we were downtown for ice cream, but we can't do that anymore. So now I get emails from her, and periodically she'll do window shopping things and she'll promote her window shopping through email. It's a really unsophisticated use of email, but it has been one of the things that's allowed her to, at least in some way, sustain her business.